than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
11 minutes after 6 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, everybody. Everybody in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, you name it. Anybody that can hear us in listening distance, on the stream. You know, if you're in Australia, you can hear us.
Woo-hoo!
That's hump day, you know.
That's true.
Good day. Always a good day. And, you know, we've got Thanksgiving night coming up. We've got Christmas coming up. We've got a lot of holidays. And since I'm suffering from that disorder, you know, where, you know, daylight saving time.
Seasonal affective disorder.
Let me tell you what happens. My dog, you know, my little dog, Chipper, he's confused. You know, he gets up, now it's daylight. He's like, what? What's up? What's up with that?
Did I sleep too long?
Yeah, you know.
Did I sleep too long?
So he decides that.
That's how Dalton sounds in the morning.
He decides that he wants to take his time.
Ah.
You know, he's like doubling the time that it takes for him to take care of his business. So I'm out there. It's freezing cold. And I'm hating the dog. I really do. So I have a disorder about I don't like my dog anymore because he takes too long. It's freezing. But I have learned to wrap up, and I've got this little special outfit that I have on the coat rack, and I just put it on every morning in order to get a little Chipper taken care of.
I'm sure you had to learn to bundle after Friday night's football game.
Oh, man. You know, I don't even. But we go outside. We have a routine. He goes out, then he comes back in, eats his food, then goes back out again.
So oh, okay.
All of that takes, he's a pretty good dog. It really takes only about 15 minutes for him to get all that done.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So does he go both
times?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
In and out.
In
and
out.
That's pretty good.
I've got, a little something, because in the news, we talk about the news a lot, things that are going on. And I came up with something that I think you're going to be interested in. Because, you know, you talk about plastic waste and how we're using too much plastic and they want to get rid of straws and plastic straws. Well, there's this company that is using plastic to make pavement curbing, you know.
Oh, neat.
So they're recycling it and then they're using it to pave roads with. I'm not kidding you. This is actually happening.
That's interesting.
Now, it's not being, a lot of people don't know about it, but before they use it to, you know, instead of going to a landfill, they recycle it, and this is taking place in the driveway at Christopher Bull, 17th century English estate. Looks like regular asphalt and feels like regular asphalt, but it's not. It's paved with 21st century plastic trash, and they've tested it, and I think they've done this for like, it's like 3 years old, and it's still held up.
Well, that's really neat.
There is an effort with so many roads, you know, and not just not to count driveways. There's an effort to try to move away from asphalt, find something that's a little more affordable as well, because asphalt paving is pretty expensive. I've noticed around here there's some different paving going on at businesses, like the Dollar General store on Las Casas, for instance. It's not regular asphalt. I mean, it's got some gravel in it, but it's not as smooth as your normal asphalt, but it's still paved. So there are efforts to do that. So that's kind of interesting.
And they said, well, why don't people just quit using plastic? And they kind of think that it's never going to happen. This company is based in Scotland, and it also helps with carbon emission. There's not enough. And their only problem is, and I'm not really sure just how much of a problem this is, but they don't know how much microplastics these roads might shed.
Right. That would contribute to the problem instead of
fixing it. Those are big words. What does that mean?
I don't know. But Dalton seems to know.
The plastic fibers, because when you grind that stuff up and make it into asphalt, there's going to be plastic fibers. And when it rains and that rolls off, that's just going to roll into the ground and into the rivers and all that kind of stuff and contribute to the plastic problem as opposed to helping with it.
But can you imagine if it doesn't? And
right.
How many problems that would be solved with recycling?
Well, it's, I guess maybe an alternative. A lot of things are going to concrete driveways too.
Right. Right.
You know, I've noticed. And some concrete roads and things even. And they can make it look like brick.
And it's, some people just leave their roads graveled.
Mm-hmm. That's true. What we do.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's because of environment. I think it's because of C-H-E-A-P. I'm just thinking. Anyway, 6:17, it's time. Oh, I'm getting cut off. It's time to take our first look at the weather, and let's go to it now.
Good morning, guys. We'll see lots of sunshine and highs getting close to 70 degrees. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds beyond the increase. Chance for showers developing after midnight. Lows drop to 48. Wind south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, showers likely. Highs top out near 58. Winds turn to the north 5 to 10. And then Thursday night, chance for more rain, mainly before midnight. Lows fall back to 30. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 37.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
Come on over and save.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
Tell me a little bit about the manor.
I've enjoyed it, but I knew about the manor some time back because my mother was here. And so I knew that when I came, it was going to be here.
And what do you like the most?
Being able to go eat and not do the dishes.
I bet.
Stones River Manor, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Wow, Penny, I love your new cabinets and backsplash too. Where did you go to find such beautiful granite?
I went to Cabinet Empire.
Cabinet Empire? Isn't that a cabinet store?
Don't be fooled by the name. They also have tiles, flooring, and their huge selection of granite slabs is something to see. At Cabinet Empire, they constructed a 3D design for free.
No way.
Better believe it.
Cabinet Empire, aren't they across from Jackson Heights Plaza?
805 Northwest Broad Street. Tell them that Penny or Josie sent you and get a free sink.
With your remodel purchase.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. I've had a hearing problem for some time, and I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
He communicates with you very well. He listens to what you say and what you say your problem is.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. Couldn't live without him.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Collarbone. Foles will return week 11. The Jags coach, Doug Marone.
We progressively brought him back into drills and brought him into some high speed, close quarter rushing where guys were coming at him, blitzes where people were coming free. So we felt like we did the best job to make sure that he was in position to be ready once he was healthy.
Jags are off this Sunday. Rookie Gardner Minshew had made a name for himself in relief of Foles. Meanwhile, Carolina's one-time MVP QB Cam Newton has been out since week two with a foot injury, and he will not return this season. It could be the end of Newton's career with the Panthers. Before this injury, Newton had missed only three games in 2 years. He's got 1 year left in his contract at $21 million. Panthers want to rid themselves of that. Week 10 begins tomorrow night. L.A. Chargers in Oakland. There was a report the Chargers are considering moving to London. Reaction from team owner Dean Spano.
It's total okay? We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. So we're playing in Los Angeles. This is our home. And this is where we're planning to be for a long time. Okay? Period. Okay? And if you want me to say it again, I'll say it again. Okay? Thank you.
NFL also saying the report not true. Six straight win for the Lakers. They got the best record in the NBA now. 118-112 in Chicago. Another triple-double for LeBron James. That's three straight for him. Gordon Hayward tying a career high with 39 points. Celtics won their fifth in a row, 119-113 at Cleveland. Bid on authentic game-worn salute-to-service products to join the NFL in supporting the military community. The NFL does not profit from the sale of salute-to-service products. Visit NFL.com/auction. NBC Sports Radio.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Time for your 622 sports update, and we may be without Middle Tennessee football this week since they have a bye week, but we're not without Middle Tennessee basketball. Hope you enjoyed the men's game yesterday. And if you did, we've got the Lady Raiders this morning at 9:30. They're at East Carolina, so join us for that 9:30 pregame. Dick Palmer will have the play-by-play for you. Thursday evening, primetime sports presented by Ideas Tees as we get you ready for playoff football and all kinds of local sports talk. Friday night, we'll be at Blackman, Wilson Central at Blackman on Friday night. Playoff football begins just after the news at 6 with the primetime sports countdown to kickoff, sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day. State Farm Prep football kickoff at 7. And Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner is on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. Middle men's basketball at Lipscomb Saturday afternoon at 2:30.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
The Wake Up Crew broadcasting from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men online at thebillupscenter.com. And Dalton Barrett here with The Real Fact.
You guys have both seen the movie Rocky with Sylvester Stallone.
Ew.
Do you remember the two turtles from that movie? The scene where Rocky gets the two turtles?
Yes.
Michelangelo?
Well, so their names are actually Cuff and Link, and Sylvester Stallone has kept them, and they're still alive today at the age of 44.
Wow.
They made a cameo appearance in Creed 2.
Those are some old turtles right there. Yeah, Rocky's not young anymore. 6:24 coming up. Dave Ross's commentary and the Eye on Washington from CBS News.
I just had my cataract surgery from Dr. McCabe, and I could not be more thrilled. You know, worn contacts since I was a senior in high school, and now I have two eyes that are amazing. I wake up during the night, and I can see. Anyone who needs something done to your eyes, oh my goodness, don't wait around. You know, give yourself a gift of sight.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
One of our biggest items on the menu has always been our soup at Demas's. The problem that we have had is that people have to wait in long lines when you're not feeling really good to get a soup. So we have created something that we call Soup Express. And it's different kiosks that we have with a separate line to be able to pick up soup, pay for it with a credit card, and take it home right away. The Soup Express is only for our quarts of soup or above, and with no other types of food. Nothing else is just when you want soup, and that's why we call it Soup Express. It's only at Demas's restaurants.
Could the risk be worth it? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. Yesterday, I talked about Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All plan and some of the risks involved, like the lower fees for doctors, which they won't like, and the question of whether the government's even capable of rolling out a plan that replaces the entire insurance industry. I didn't bother with the financing because the numbers are so huge, it's impossible to know if they actually mean anything. But could there be a reason to roll the dice on a plan like this, despite the risks? We've all seen how private insurance gets more and more expensive, right? Maybe a threat to throw the whole system out would scare a few CEOs into fixing it on their own. So it might be worth pushing for, even if it didn't end up passing. And suppose that those recession forecasts come true. Suppose jobs start disappearing. Suppose that pending Supreme Court case ends up outlawing Obamacare. We already have something like 87 million people who are underinsured. And a report this year found out that about 20% of rural hospitals are at risk of closing, which mostly affects red states. And since Medicare for All is basically a gift from rich blue states to poor red states, some red states might swallow hard and grab onto it as a lifeline, even if it is socialism. Anything can happen between now and next November. So for now, I suggest we just all do whatever it takes not to get sick, even if it means switching to the make-believe hamburgers with the vegetable blood. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes it easy to compare quotes and get a great rate with the Home Quote Explorer. Only at Progressive.com.
Eye on the White House.
The U.S. ambassador to the EU changes his story and says now he does remember having a conversation with a top Ukrainian aide about the need for that country to confirm investigations in order to get U.S. military assistance. But the White House press secretary says the testimony released this week undermines the Democrats' case for impeachment. Stephanie Grisham essentially points to ignorance on the part of Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who said this week that he still doesn't know why aid to Ukraine was suspended. The White House says headlines pointing out Sondland's refreshed memory are, quote, clearly designed to influence the narrative, but don't change the fact that the president has done nothing wrong. Eye on the White House, I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. See how much you could save at libertymutual.com.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew. That's right. You're listening to it. We've got Hump Day, Wednesday, and we're broadcasting from the Billups Center Studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
I think we're a week away from a very special day.
Oh, don't
you all
don't.
Keep doing this. You did it yesterday and not
well,
today.
We don't know if you're coming in or not.
We're getting
excited.
I didn't say how many days it was.
No, I didn't.
I was going to let him do that.
Oh no. I'm not doing it.
Somebody's got to
do
it.
Do you know?
Well, it's 7.
That was terrible. What 7? 7's a great number. But what 7?
He's going to get mad. He's baiting me to say it, and then he's going to get upset with me for saying it.
You need to say it because people don't know what in the world 7 means.
We're coming up on the 1-year Wake Up Crew anniversary.
In how many days?
7.
Okay.
1 week from today, next Wednesday.
I know you've got the flair for it, but I made the mistake yesterday. You've made it.
Well, the thing about it is
sometimes, lo and behold, he forgets.
I was just trying to set him up.
It's a week from today.
You were trying to set him up, really. It was all innocent.
Y'all are always trying to set me up for something.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
It's called payback.
Let's. I'll tell you what. Let's listen to Today in History. Let's
ask
do that.
Not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I still have a dream. Tear down this wall.
And we're going to try to get it all together. Everybody quit fussing. We're going to have a little, we're having a meltdown. Let's all calm down during Brandon Brooks' CBS Rewind.
This is CBS Rewind.
November 6th, 1967. The release of the Monkees' fourth album, Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Featuring Pleasant Valley Sunday. This date in 1971. The Stylistics released their debut album. This date in 1973, the manager of the late Graham Parsons was fined for stealing Parsons' body and having it cremated instead of being taken to his funeral. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind. With more Today in History, here's John.
Thank you, Brandon. You know, the 60s were crazy. That's one of the crazy things that happened in the 60s.
Cray cray.
Yeah, really. You know, he had some really good music on there. The Monkees, the Stylistics, what a bet you by golly, wow. That's a great song. What lyrics?
Right?
You know, lyrics being words. Bet you by golly, wow.
Yeah. No, I got it.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's even worse that you got it. Well, I don't have a lot of music, but I do have a lot of information, as I always do here on Today in History. In 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected the 16th U.S. president.
He's on the $5 bill.
Yeah.
And Mount Rushmore.
Penny.
Mary, his wife, has a birthday next month, I think. Mary Lincoln.
Well, she's passed away.
Yeah, they both are.
Right.
They're both gone. I haven't lost my mind, Dalton. I do know they're both deceased. In 1990, Brian, you'll probably remember this, Brian. Dave Justice. You remember Dave Justice?
I do.
Right fielder for the Atlanta Braves.
That would have been about the time he was Rookie of the Year, I think, right?
Wow, I try to set you up, and you just took it from me. Wow.
Well, I was just thinking back.
He did the same thing right then, didn't he?
That's a shame. You know, he fact-checked me my Mount Rushmore. He didn't believe me, so he Googled it.
No, I just wanted to see what he looked like. I couldn't remember. Mount Rushmore's got trouble.
You know, we're not going to make it to our year anniversary like this at this rate.
We're going to break up, just like the Beatles.
Yeah.
I thought that was nice that I knew.
Yeah, John. Yeah.
He was
good
on that
morning.
That scene. That was
I never liked that, Paul.
Trying to be serious
here. Sorry.
That was 1990, so it was, 5 years later when they won the World Series? That was 95. So
yes.
He would have been on.
And hit the home run to win it.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was kind of thinking about. So
you know, he took Dale Murphy got traded in 89. And, you know, the Atlanta community was like, oh, my gosh, you know, how terrible that's going to be. But then Dave Justice went in, played first base, had a really good year in 1990, and won the Rookie of the Year. And finally, 1947, NBC's Meet the Press debuts. Well, they have had a lot of hosts for that show.
Since Tim Russert.
Tim Russert. Chuck Todd's doing it now.
Yeah. Tim Russert did it for a long time, and then he passed away. I guess maybe he was the longest host of that show, but the music has been the same all throughout.
David Gregory was the host at one time.
Yeah.
Edwin Newman.
I don't remember Edwin Newman.
Edward Newman, I think. Yeah, you can look it up.
No need to fact check.
No, but they've had, it's a great show. It's been off since 47. Unbelievable.
Well, how many years we've been broadcasting here from in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County?
Started at the same time.
Some of the best news music, I think, there. I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day today, Regina Dorsey. She's today's good neighbor. She works in the city finance and tax department and is always very kind and very professional. So she's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers, coffee and gifts, and us here at News Radio WGNS.
I want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays. Good chance to get that done now so we can get the list together, and you could win a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street. So that's all those November 6th birthdays. Give us a shout now.
6:34 here on the Wake Up Crew. Time for another look at the weather and our first look at traffic. And don't forget, good neighbor events also.
Good morning, guys. We'll see lots of sunshine and highs getting close to 70 degrees. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds beyond the increase. Chance for showers developing after midnight. Lows drop to 48. Wind south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, showers likely. Highs top out near 58. Winds turn to the north, 5 to 10. And then Thursday night, chance for more rain, mainly before midnight. Lows fall back to 30. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 37.
Good morning. Watching to pick up out here as far as that traffic volume on 24 westbound here at Elmville Road. Some traffic already on 840 headed over to Franklin, Williamson County, down 41 between Laverne and Smyrna. That traffic volume has increased quite a bit in the last 10, 15 minutes. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out, 5814 Nolensville Pine. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
I was looking for a bank that sees me as more than just a credit score or an account balance.
A bank that has my best interest at heart and helps me get better at managing my money.
A bank that's big enough to have everything I need. Checking, savings, loans, credit cards, but small enough to treat me like family.
Turns out, I wasn't looking for a bank at all.
Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. To learn more, stop by one of our 3 Murfreesboro locations.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Law Offices of John Day, the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, and Americare Pest Control.
Hello, I'm Dave Gober with FNB Mortgage.
And Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery.
Be sure to tune in every Saturday for the Rutherford Home Show, presented by Old South Property.
We are joined each week by local professionals to give helpful information about your home and the local community.
We also give you local real estate stats and rate information.
Join us here on WGNS for the Rutherford Home Show.
Saturdays at noon with Dean Higby and Dave Gober here on WGNS.
This is Wednesday, November the 6th. Time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio, WGNS. Walk in Wednesday, every Wednesday, at the Rutherford County Juvenile Court Center. If you're having parenting problems, just walk in. No appointment necessary. The Murfreesboro Writers Group meets tonight from 6 until 8 at the Linebaugh Public Library. The Red Cross is low on blood, and they're going to be having 4 blood drives. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all 4 of those days, 7 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon. And all 4 are at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. That's at 501 Memorial Boulevard. Bingo, Thursday morning at 10:30 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The Murfreesboro NARFI chapter, that's for current and retired federal employees. They meet this Thursday morning at 11 over at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Don't miss the Celebrity Spelling Bee, benefiting Read to Succeed, tomorrow night at 5:30 at the Grove at Williamson Place. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Back pain, neck pain, hip pain? Fix the pain at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nachos.
Low back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain can be treated by a physical therapist without a doctor's referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nachos.
Access granted. Welcome to Flash. Ignition activated. Implementing instant play sensor system. Prepare to engage fun and warp speed in T-minus 3, 2, 1. Flash forward to the fun with new Flash Instant Games. Loaded with cash prizes, play today and you could win up to $1,000 in a flash. The new cash-packed Flash Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Here's your chance to play 3 times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers could win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, you're listening to the Wake Up Crew, and we don't have a celebrity today on our dad joke.
Well, we have somewhat of a celebrity.
Well, let's see. Yeah, I guess so. He's a radio personality.
A local celebrity.
Local celebrity. Finished 5th or 6th in the spelling bee 1 year.
Yeah, the celebrity second, spelling bee.
In 2nd grade, I finished runner-up. Thank you.
In 2nd grade.
Who was your teacher in 2nd grade?
Miss Duncan.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We need to do this, talk about it sometime. He holds grudges from elementary school, and he still talks about them and names the people, maybe don't name the people's names over the air, but he remembers their names and stuff from elementary school.
Brian, hold a grudge? You got to be kidding. What's the dad joke of the day?
What do you call a laughing motorcycle?
What do you call a laughing motorcycle?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
A Yamaha. Ha, 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 ha.
I'm giving you a 10.
Really?
I'm going to second it. That was a good one.
Wow. Yeah.
May have been the best joke he's told.
I mean, it was just, it was crisp. It was funny.
It means tomorrow's is going to be rough.
Yeah, I mean.
Probably.
It means it's really going to go downhill. 6:41 is our time. CBS National News headlines are next, followed by a local news check with Ron Jordan. Coming up here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Update. There's been an arrest in northern Mexico that may be related to the murders of 3 Mormon women and 6 of their children. Correspondent Mark Strassman has new details from Mexico City.
In the same general area where the attacks happened, police arrested a man driving a car carrying guns and two bound captives. A local prosecutor there says he's exploring whether there's any link between the man and the massacre.
The family of American citizens was ambushed after a car in their convoy got a flat tire.
Mexican authorities have said this family may simply have been caught up mistakenly in a crossfire between rival drug gangs. But our sources say it's more likely they were targeted, and here's why. These attacks were drawn out over time and distance and continued even after witnesses say one victim identified herself.
The victims in three separate vehicles. The attacks happened about 10 miles apart. Five children who survived are hospitalized in Arizona. CBS News Update. I'm here.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
The daughter of Rutherford County Mayor Bill Ketron is in jail. Kelsey Ketron was booked into the Rutherford County Jail just before 9 Monday night in connection to an ongoing insurance fraud investigation. Last July, police raided the Universal International Insurance Agency, which is a company owned by the Ketron family and where Kelsey Ketron worked. Tennessee Department of Insurance has accused her of selling insurance without a license, but up till now, no criminal charges have been filed. While the official list of charges has not been released, her bond has been set at $100,000. Rutherford County Schools want to provide a simple way for students to report threats or safety issues, which is why the district has launched the Stop It reporting app. Launched in August, the app provides a way to report everything from bullying to school threats or suicidal statements. In the first 3 months since launching the app, there have been about 85 reports. A man is dead from a Halloween night bullet in the chest. Police say 37-year-old Tyler Durden was shot by his stepfather, 50-year-old Albert Wayne Fisher, Jr. Fisher's been charged with second-degree murder. Investigators say Durden approached the Liberty residence of his mother and stepfather. Fisher came out to the door and shot Durden dead. Fisher, the DeKalb County Jail on a $500,000 bond. He has a court appearance November 7th. An investigation underway after a body found on the side of the road in Wilson County. Authorities say the body of a man was discovered on Highway 231 Sunday night by someone who was walking. Tennessee Highway Patrol is investigating. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. And follow us on Twitter at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio, WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
NovaCopy is becoming Novatech. NovaCopy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
Jeff's. Did you know that Jeff Siles Family Restaurant was voted the number one Southern cooking restaurant in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, as reported by the Tennessean newspaper? They're located at 467 South Hancock Street, serving 18 vegetables and 17 meats daily, including real hickory smoked barbecue, ribs, and shoulder and brisket, along with homemade banana pudding, cakes, and pies. Let the Siles brothers and staff at Jeff's Restaurant prepare your turkey and ham, smoked, baked, or deep fried, and all types of desserts. Orders for complete meals are now being accepted for catering, Thanksgiving, and Christmas parties. Apply early or phone 615-867-2164 or come by our friendly dining room. We now have 5 delivery services for your convenience. Open 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday. There's no place you'd rather be than at Murfreesboro, Tennessee, with hometown folks. We have the meats. Jeff's. Orders for complete meals are now being accepted for catering, Thanksgiving, and Christmas parties.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
We're celebrating our 140th year in business.
Bell Jewelers has a good, strong reputation of being the most trusted jeweler.
We take great pride in that. Our watch and jewelry repair department is on site. Everything is done on our premises, under our control. We don't ship things off where things get lost, switched, stolen. It's just not going to happen.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, here in Murfreesboro.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Shelly Rigsby, and I'm the new branch manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. There are great things happening at First National Bank on Mercury Boulevard. We understand each of our customers want confidential banking with convenience, and our goal is to make banking easy with a great customer experience. Let First National Bank be your first choice. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Let's talk about the land development on I-24 at Highway 99, the new Salem Highway.
There's a new racetrack gas station going in there, and then there's a service road being built. And I was just wondering if you knew what that was.
Yeah, that service road is going to open up that whole track that used to be the Hudson Farm.
Rutherford County Mayor Bill Ketron.
There's a new shooting range, indoor shooting range, and outpost armory that's located out on Buchanan exit. It will be coming in right next door, shooting range. It's a shooting range that already exists in Nashville, and the gentleman's coming down and building that indoor range here. And then Mr. Chris Barrett of Barrett Firearms is going to be in building adjacent to that. And then back up by the racetrack gas station, there's several things that are planned to come in there. The intent is to take that service road, and it will actually cross over the river and come back and exit out onto Racquet Club Drive.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro. And I guess that's the location also that's having the light industrial aerodynamic kind
from
of
California. That's correct, and that's a new location for the Costco.
How much property is there?
Yeah, several hundred acres. I've met the gentleman who purchased that and is subdividing it.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew, broadcasting from the Billups Center Studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. And I need to clarify something, because we do, without the music yet, don't do the music, even if I say the word, we do holiday.
Yes.
But yesterday was National Football Day, but there's a lot of terminology. That could have meant soccer, that could have meant just honoring football, just as a whole, not the National Football League.
Right. Well, we're not really sure where that falls in. Once again, like we said yesterday, you would think our holiday guy would do some research into that, but he didn't. And so it could mean soccer. It said national, so I would assume that's America. But that could also be any other country, and it could be honoring American football or soccer or however.
I'm pretty sure that our holiday guy still hasn't done any research, it sounds like.
I'm sure, because I'm the one that brought that up. Anyway, it's time for Holiday Today.
Every day, such a holiday.
You may go to a football game this Friday to celebrate Football Day. And while you're there, you may be hungry for a snack. Today is Nacho Day, so get some nachos to celebrate Nacho Day.
Those nacho your nachos?
I can't get nachos.
Why is that?
Well, I would be eating them here at the studio, and Brian can't eat them.
Yeah, that's double. He can't have carbs or corn.
Yeah. Mm. No.
And I don't like nacho cheese that much.
Now, if you go to like a Mexican restaurant and get nachos, that's the best nachos you'll get.
But he can't eat those either.
No, he can't. I can. He can't.
I
we
like
can
salsa,
go.
But I don't like nacho cheese.
You can get a burrito without the bread, or
I guess
a wrap would be okay.
With the tortilla, flour tortilla.
Boy, Tusa's got a real good wrap. Talk to you later about it. All right, coming up, it's time to focus on the family.
Brace. Decades ago, Earl Nightingale, a well-known radio announcer in Chicago, and one of only 12 survivors of the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor, struck upon an idea that had eluded him all his life. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Nightingale expressed his thoughts in a recording he called The Strangest Secret, which resonated with post-World War II Americans and quickly sold over 1 million copies. Here's what he said: "We become what we think." Now, by Nightingale's own admission, the secret wasn't original with him, and it wasn't really a secret at all. In fact, it was the essence of a proverb found in the Bible. And as practical as the concept was, it was as if no one had ever thought of it before. He realized that very few people had learned or understood it, and that's why it's strange, he said, and why, for some equally strange reason, it virtually remains a secret. If we really do become what we think, then it stands to reason that our thoughts will drive our attitudes. It's an important truth to remember when you're trying to have a positive influence in other people's lives. In the course of my leadership here at Focus on the Family, I've come to believe it's crucial not just to do the right things, but to do them for the right reasons and with the right attitude. If our motives are right, the outcomes usually take care of themselves. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
7 minutes before the hour here on The Wake Up Crew for this Wednesday. 7 days until the one-year anniversary of our show. I can't hardly wait. Can you?
No.
Not even a little.
I don't even get to do it anymore.
The big surprise, the people coming in.
Yeah.
We'll probably have celebrity guests and those kind of things. You know, people telling us, wishing us happy anniversary, that kind of thing. Bart probably coming in here going, you're fired. Something like that. Something sentimental.
Could be a lot of silence that day, too. You never know.
Could be. It's time for celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Well, there are several this morning. 1861, James Naismith was born, the originator of the game of basketball.
Ah, Mr. Peach Basket.
Yeah, that's basically it, right. In 1807, Walter Johnson. Now, you may not know who Walter Johnson is, but I do. He was a great, famous pitcher in baseball, Walter Johnson.
1887, huh?
1887. Sally Fields, remember her?
Mm-hmm.
1970. Yep. Oh, was born in, she's 72 years old today, and it's hard to believe she's 72. I keep thinking of her as the Flying Nun and Smokey and the Bandit and some of those shows. Great actress, Sally Field. And Emma Stone, you know Emma Stone, 30 years old today.
Yep, she's famous for the Harry Potter movies and a lot of other stuff she's done since then.
She's in Zombieland.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, I was thinking of Emma Watson. Emma Stone's was in the Spider-Man movies.
Zombieland out? Yeah, I guess it is.
Yep, new one's out already.
All right.
I want to remind you to call or text your birthdays to us, 615-893-1450, because we want to give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe.
All right, it's 6:55. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew. Let's take another look at that weather forecast for you.
Good morning, guys. We'll see lots of sunshine and highs getting close to 70 degrees. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be on the increase. Chance for showers developing after midnight. Lows drop to 48. Wind south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, showers likely. Highs top out near 58. Winds turn to the north 5 to 10. And then Thursday night, chance for more rain, mainly before midnight. Lows fall back to 30. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 37.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Good morning. It's heavy out here right on schedule. We're taking out live 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area as you continue towards Nashville. Starting to move around out here last Cassius Pike, coming inbound, especially there on 231, coming out of Shelbyville out towards the interstate. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fare, save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time travel.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Is your home ready for fall?
Properly insulated windows and doors can make a huge difference.
We have what you need at the Habitat Restore.
Is there a draft coming through the door? Or you feel air coming through your window? Come to the Murfreesboro Restore.
Here at the Murfreesboro Restore, we have everything to make your home fall-proof.
Fall-proof?
Yep, that's right, fall-proof. The Murfreesboro Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Hey, Josie. Love your new kitchen. We're having ours remodeled, but it's taking forever.
We called Cabinet Empire, and they installed cabinets, custom granite, and tile in less than 2 weeks.
Beautiful. Where are they?
Right there across from Jackson Heights Plaza, 805 Northwest Broad Street. Definitely give them a call for your next remodel project. They are fast, friendly, and it's top quality at an affordable price. I'll always call Cabinet Empire for all of my remodel needs. Just mention that Penny and Josie sent you, and they'll even throw in a free sink with your remodel purchase.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
People come in all the time that they appreciate the service that we deliver. We give that personal touch.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
And also we have a loaner program where people who have to send their hearing aids off for repair can pick up a pair of loaners to use in the meantime. That makes a big difference. They appreciate the service that we deliver.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here, broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew. That's right, we're here. We're going to be here till about 7:45-ish, I guess, something like that. Then Swap and Shop.
That's right. Then Action Line, then Truman Show, then Rutherford Issues, then Clark Howard, and Dave Ramsey.
You got to memorize,
right on
dude.
Down the road. Hmm?
Well, we want to remind you also to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
Regina Dorsey is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. She works in the city finance and tax department and is very kind, and she's always professional. So she's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
The CBS World News Roundup is straight ahead, brought to you locally by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by
French's Shoes and Boots.
Yeah, French's is ready to help you get ready for that cool weather. Insulated and waterproof hunting boots and Ariat insulated, waterproof, and safety toe work boots. French's everyday low price, get this, just $89.99. That's at French's Shoes and Boots on South Church.
And that's going to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour for Brian Barrett, Dalton Barrett. This is John Dinkins. We'll be back in about 7 minutes.
News Radio, WGNS, Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
Manhunt